Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's not that it's annoying me, it's just ridiculous, this commercial on TV.
You do just appear angry about it.
It's so ridiculous, it's kind of brilliant.
Okay. Sorry, there just looks like there's some dog poo by my chair. Do you know what that is? Yeah, that doesn't speak.
Oh, it does as well.
Anyhow, I'm not going to investigate what that is.
I've no idea what that is. Pick it up and
no.
And
why?
Pick it up and eat it. And
the one
that
doesn't speak.
What is that?
I don't know, but I'm not going anywhere near it. That's horrible.
Anyway,
when Becky gets down, I'll get her to sort it out.
That does look suspect, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Anyhow, back to what's annoying you.
So, well, it's not annoying me. It's ridiculous. It's for, you may have seen it, it's for a hair product for men of a certain age.
Right.
Now, I think it's only generally men that use this hair product to cover up grey hairs when they start to get a bit older and
so
go grey.
It's only for...
Just only for men, yes.
Only for men.
If you've not seen the ad... Then,
I haven't seen the ad.
You
actually.
Haven't?
No, I tell you what,
you're missing
I don't
out.
Really see a great deal of ads, because I just tape everything and then fast forward through the ads.
So. Right. Here it is.
Let's go. It's time. You'd be a really nice catch for somebody. Please.
Just for Men takes 5 easy minutes, targets only the gray hair, and can start something great.
For my girls.
Yes! I'm glad we did it.
Just for Men.
Right, so... Hey. The man with... Let me explain what happens, okay?
Yeah.
The man with grey hair is sat there. He's got 2 young daughters. I reckon they're probably about 8.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in and they say this.
Dad?
Hmm?
It's time. You'd be a really nice catch for somebody. Please?
It's like they've been waiting for the last few years and having a conversation every day, like, do you think he's ready for a relationship yet? No, I don't, actually. We're only 8. But... I think today is the day.
Mm.
But look at that grey hair. What can we do? So, they go in, they say this.
Dad?
Hmm?
It's time. You'd be a really nice catch for somebody. Please?
So they've decided, as 8-year-olds, that it's time for their dad to have a brand new relationship. Today is the day.
Because he'd be a catch.
Please? So, he uses this stuff on his hair. And immediately gets a date with a really hot woman. And then, while he's on the date, this is the weirdest thing about it all.
Okay.
Sends them a picture of him and the hot woman.
Really?
Listen.
For my girls.
Yes! I'm glad we did it.
That's too... That would
now,
be weird on a date.
That is wrong.
That is just not right, is it?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And Becky's here now to examine the random object that's by Chappa's chair, because that doesn't look good to me. Pick it up.
No, I'm not touching it.
What's the worst thing it could be?
What do you think it is?
It looks like dog poo.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does. I'd like to know who was in here last. What is it?
What is it?
What is it?
It's a bit of... some sort of chocolate bar that someone's chewed, realised they don't like that particular variety, and then spat out on this
disgusting.
Really attractive.
It's more of an owl pellet than a dog poo, actually. It's got nice hair attached to it.
Yeah, but only when you do it on closer inspection.
Don't
sniff it!
It's a bit of meat from a kebab!
Is it?
Mingins!
That is disgusting!
It's the sort of thing you smell only really early in the morning when you're on your way home.
That is revolting. Don't leave it on the desk!
Chappers is getting off with this foot.
That's revolting!
Right, just put it in the bin, somebody.
Okay, right.
What should I do with my fingers now?
Go and wash them.
Smell my fingers. Black Eyed Peas are coming up and Girls Aloud. Right, the debate is raging on 81199 about this advert.
Right.
The one I'm talking about the hair product for people of a certain age. And the two interfering 8-year-old girls who want a new mum.
Dad?
Hmm?
It's time. You'd be a really nice catch for somebody.
Doesn't annoy me so much as I think it might be flawed a little bit.
Really? I was just wondering where the mum walked out because they're really annoying.
Well... Scott's been on saying, I just want to know what happened to their mum. Yeah. Don't we all? They don't seem too cut up about it, though, do they? I don't think she's dead or anything. No. I just think she might be in prison or something. So,
well, hang on. That doesn't mean if she's in prison, she could still be with their dad, really.
Oh, yeah.
So they've just split up.
I just quite like her to be in prison. I don't know why. Please. The whole taking a picture thing on the date to send to the daughters as well. Also, where do they get the hair dye from? We're eight. Can we have some Just For Men, please?
Do they buy it for him
as well? Otherwise, where would they have got it from? Well, see? It's flawed. Yeah. It is weird, though, isn't it, when your mum and dad split up and then start dating other people. That is strange. Do you remember that person we spoke to a while ago, the listener whose mum started going out with their teacher? Oh, no! That's just not right.
Do, yeah.
Podcast. This is Radio 1. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Matt.
Hi, Matt, where are you today?
I'm in Portsmouth, mate. How are you?
Good old Portsmouth. I'm good, yes. How can I help you?
Well, I got an opinion on these sisters with the father.
On the advert for the hair product?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They are evil.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that on the text.
Oh, it's got to be. You've got to insert. Go on, Daddy. Please provide us with fellow victims.
Dad?
Hmm?
It's time. Catch for somebody. Please.
What's your opinion on what happened to the mum?
Oh, she's down the garden under about 6 foot of earth in several pieces.
Do you think she... Yeah, a lot of people are saying they did probably get rid of her.
Oh, definitely. In the basement with the meat cleaver.
So the children got rid of the mum?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's maybe the...
Look at them. Look in their eyes. They are pure evil.
They do look a bit evil, I think. Maybe it's the first advert in a whole series where...
It's a whole story.
Yeah, I think this is the first of many, where the man with the grey hair is an unwitting accomplice to the evil twins.
Has he gone prematurely grey because his children are evil?
Yes.
Right.
The next one will be where the woman's moved in, and then the evil twins capture her.
Yeah, as their latest. In this. It's the next version of Nescafe.
Their latest victim.
Dad. They're coming to get you, Papa.
I think you know I'm right.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, it's Scott. A lot of people finding it very strange when your parents split up and start seeing other people. A lot of people are going through this right now. Someone whose mum started dating their PE teacher. Oh, God. I mean, it's quite good for a while because, obviously, they could get out of PE whenever they wanted. But... Here's the thing with dating teachers.
I'm sure there's a joke there about her mum just in a vest and pants.
Yeah, probably.
But I can't think of it off the top of my head.
But what about if, like, let's say your mum goes out with your form teacher or something, and then it all ends, then what's it going to be like for you at school? Tell your mother I want that DVD of Notting Hill back straight away. It's going to make your life hell at school, that is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Chris has been on. His nan. Oh, it's a bit weird when your nan starts dating other people, isn't it?
Do you know what? I might go back out again. I'm not sure I want to hear this story.
No, it's really good.
Right?
Right. Chris's nan started seeing Johnny Rocco. Do you remember him?
Johnny Rocco?
He was the old bloke who Louis Walsh said was a pub singer, so Johnny Rocco put a curse on him in Italian.
In what?
On X Factor.
What, this series?
I think the last one.
Oh, right, okay.
I found it.
Johnny, what are you going to say?
Do you know Elvis?
So, yeah, I know Elvis.
You're Elvis?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I should have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time.
His nan went out with him, Chris's nan.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
So thank you very much, Johnny.
He kind of... dresses up as Elvis for Chris's nan, does
he? Well, they dated for a while, but then it went a bit wrong because apparently he changed as soon as he got famous.
Poor Chris's nan.
They always do, don't they?
Swap her for a younger, blonder model.
Hang on, hello, Radio 1?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Leanne.
Hi, Leanne, you're right.
Did you forget she was there?
I did, sorry, Leanne, I forgot about you.
That was to be rude, but...
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I came home from work once, and my former chemistry teacher was sitting on the sofa with my mum.
Oh, God.
I was mortified.
Were they necking?
No, they weren't necking.
Oh, no, they weren't.
What were they doing?
Just watching TV.
Yeah, well, talking and stuff, you know. That's all I'd like to think of them doing.
Yeah, they were talking when you walked in. What about before?
Yeah.
Do you think they were talking about chemistry?
I think they probably were, yeah.
Right, sharing a cup of tea and a hobnob.
Did they see each other for long?
No, it wasn't very long, thank God.
Just the one visit on the sofa, was it?
I think so, yeah.
Blimey.
And here's Alicia Dixon on Radio 1. I love you, Leanne.
Thanks, I love you too.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Right, one of my flatmates' friends has got a new phone, right?
Do you not think that was an inappropriate track to play after a girl walking in on a mum and a chemistry teacher on the sofa?
I always do that.
I know.
It's like when I played Single Ladies the other day after talking to someone who's just broken up. One of my flatmates' friends has got quite a fancy new phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he sent him a video at work on email of him opening up his new phone.
Right.
Now, you think that's a bit strange.
Yeah.
So, this friend sends a video on email to my flatmate, and he's like, here's me opening up my brand new phone, opening the box up.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Geek.
Okay, good. But then, that's what I thought. But my flatmate assures me that this is quite common amongst the geek community. I mean, we can throw it out there. Let me know if you've ever done this yourself, if there are any geeks listening. I'm sure there are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some boys watch interesting content online and maybe some DVDs. Some boys just sit around playing computer games.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're a proper geek boy, apparently you are into unboxing. That's what it's called.
Unboxing?
That's what it's called. This is huge, where you film yourself opening a new gadget and you can watch other people opening their gadgets up, their videos of their gadgets, online.
Really?
Yeah. Here's somebody. This is huge, I'm telling you. Here's somebody unboxing now.
We have Rock Band. So without further ado, let's see what's inside.
All right, so this is all on video.
I'll use my advanced box opening device to crack this cardboard fortress.
Doing it for you?
Strangely enough, no.
Okay, well, let's see if this does.
Inside the box, there are more boxes, but it appears to be very well packed. It should be noted that this is one hunkin' box. It weighs about as much as two really fat cats.
Now, come on, you're not telling me that, you know, late at night tonight you might go online and look at some people unboxing?
No. The internet wasn't made for videos like this.
Wow, you say that, it's huge, I told you.
In the small box, there's a wired hub that only graces the Xbox 360 version. Next up, the mic. It has a decent weight to it, and a very long cord. Doesn't feel cheap like the one that came with your baby cousin's karaoke machine.
What are you talking about?
He's just unboxing.
I don't care.
You don't want to watch people opening their gadgets online?
No, I don't.
And sending pictures of yourself opening new... Like, when you got your new phone quite recently, did you not think to yourself, I'd like to make a video of this for lots of other people to see?
No.
The joy when I opened the box.
It just took me half an hour to get through the cellophane thing. It wouldn't have been a very interesting video.
You could have videoed it.
This is definitely where most of the weight is. Looks like it's crammed in there real good.
Ugh. Let me hear that again, sorry.
Is definitely where most of the weight is.
Ooh. Pardon me.
Looks like it's crammed in there real good. Yep, crammed would be the proper word. I'm not going to dare assemble this right now. It's hard enough to transport as it is.
Mm-hmm. I bet you would get some unboxers now on the email and the text.
Was he getting excited about how crammed it was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get really excited. Some people are really, really into this unboxing. Right. I mean, like, really into it.
You know what I feel like doing to you right now?
It should be noted that this is one hunkin' box. Let's see what's inside.
I feel like squeezing you.
I'll use my advanced box opening device.
And teasing you. And
it has a decent weight to it and a very long cord.
Holding you and maybe pleasing you.
This is definitely where most of the weight is. Looks like it's crammed in there real good.
Maybe you know what?
Yep.
I feel love coming on.
Crammed would be the proper word.
Unboxing, it's all the go online, I tell you. Loads
of
people are
wrong,
doing it.
Wrong.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Scott. I've unboxed.
You've unboxed.
Oh, I'm going out again.
No, don't go out. No, let's hear it.
It makes me feel dirty.
No, right, some people didn't even know about unboxing and that it was so huge on the internet and have opened a gadget recently and now wish they had unboxed and filmed it so they could relive the moment, that exciting moment when you first get that... I'm getting quite excited now. When you get that first new thing and you're like, oh, I'm going to need to open the box and see what's inside. It's exciting and I might start doing it. What have you unboxed, please?
I've unboxed a MacBook.
Okay, right, a computer, a new computer, and you filmed it?
No, I photoed it.
Okay, well, you still did it, really?
Yes, when you say you photoed it,
what do you mean? You photoed it, like, boxed, and then you photoed it unboxed?
Yes.
Okay, and...
Isn't unboxing just basically taking bubble wrap off, or cellophane off, or those really annoying plastic bits that they stick on plugs?
Well, yeah, but then it's also getting other people to see it by filming it. Have you watched any other box openings, Peter?
Not that sort of box opening, no, Scott.
Right.
Does unboxing count towards any kind of thing, or does it have to be gadgety?
I think it should stay towards... I mean, I don't know, I'm no unboxing expert. I think it's probably, because it's quite geekish, I think it's probably just for gadgets, yeah.
All right.
It's all the rage, they love it. I might just watch the TV tonight, though, instead.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
So, unboxing. If you've not heard of it before, it's huge online when you get a new gadget, and you know that excitement when you're, like, opening the box and you're thinking, yes, what's it going to look like inside? And then if you're a proper geek, what you do is you film it, and then you can relive it again, and other people can enjoy when you unboxed as well.
You know an awful lot about this.
Well, I've just been looking it up. Imagine if I filmed every unboxing of every phone I ever had. I'd have so many videos online. Can you imagine?
Right. It'd be like one a week.
It would. It just would be all about me unboxing on YouTube.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, one of our listeners told us a while ago that German TV was rubbish, and since then we have proved them very, very, very wrong. And Little Britain is just as good in German as it is in English. As we found when we played you this clip.
Backstage beim Blazen Squad Konzert drängen sich die Fans, die Band persönlich kennenzulernen. Ich hasse Hip-Hop. Ich bevorzuge Rammstein.
Who is that?
That was Vicky Pollard.
Wir wollen zu Blazing Squad?
Kann ich deinen Backstage-Pass sehen?
Nein, aber ja, aber... Nein, aber ja, aber nein, aber weil wegen dem, was passiert ist, wir hatten Pässe.
I think it works just as well.
Nein, aber ja, aber... Nein, aber ja, aber nein, aber weil wegen dem, was passiert ist, wir hatten Pässe.
I've got another one for you, right? Which characters are these? Okay?
Okay.
Have a listen.
So, hier ist deine Milch. Also, du weißt ja, dass du bald Geburtstag hast und ich würde gerne mit dir zu einer Aufführung fahren nach London.
Ja, ich weiß. Ja, ich weiß.
Is that Lou and Andy?
That's how you say,
yeah, I know.
In German.
Ja, ich weiß.
Hier sind alle Aufführungen aufgelistet. Also, was möchtest du sehen? Dann kann ich Karten bestellen.
Das da.
Das ist die Royal Opera. Ich glaube nicht, dass dir das gefällt.
Das da.
Wie wär's mit Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Really good.
It's quite, isn't it? Because normally when things are dubbed, they tend to have a voice that sounds nothing like the original character.
No, I like it. They do the voices.
Yeah.
Right, who's this now? This is a good one.
Kannst du mir mal mit den Einkäufen helfen?
Oh, das würde ich ja mal, aber ich bin im Moment leider beschäftigt. Ich muss meine Will Young Fotosammlung aktualisieren.
It's Daffy.
Daffy, yeah.
I like it as well. As well as doing the voices, they also mention the kind of English reference points. So, do they know who Will Young is in Germany?
Yeah, they must do, don't they?
I was going to say, if they don't, I might move there.
Yeah.
Er ist so eine Inspiration für mich als der einzige Schwule im Dorf. Es war so mutig von ihm, sich als schwul zu outen, nachdem bei Pop Idol gewonnen hat.
You're saying he's very proud of Will Young.
You're saying Will Young is an inspiration to him after he came out after Pop Idol.
Mutter, ich bin in einer kritischen Phase mit meinem Brettstift.
David.
Oh, das kann ich nicht heben, ich bin schwul.
I think he said he's in an awkward situation with his Pritt stick.
All right. How do you know that in German?
He's a very kind lady at the BBC translated it for me.
Okay. Now this, I think, is my favourite. German TV is amazing. Check this out.
Und Sie haben wirklich gar nichts nach Lourdes, sagen Sie?
Computer sagt nein.
It's Carol, obviously, and that's how you say computer says no in German.
Computer sagt nein.
You see, it works, doesn't it? Really works.
Und Sie haben wirklich gar nichts nach Lourdes, sagen Sie?
Computer sagt nein.
Ich habe den ganzen Tag nur gesessen. Haben Sie was dagegen, wenn ich meine Beine etwas strecke?
Natürlich nicht.
I don't know what that was. But I'm loving German Little Britain, really good. Proving once again that German TV is far from rubbish.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hi, Becky, I've not seen you much today.
Oh, I've been busy upstairs.
You've been really busy today, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hi, anyway, welcome along.
Thanks.
Now, Becky was just saying, tell me what your boyfriend meant to say to you last night as a compliment.
Wow, you've best lost weight.
Yeah, best intentions.
Wow, you've lost weight, right?
Okay. And what did he actually say? How did it come out?
He said, wow, your fat face has really gone down recently.
See, boys just can't do it sometimes, can they?
No, he said, I've been getting really podgy around my cheeks and that had all gone now, and that was really good. And he meant it with the most love.
Did you have a go at him?
No, because I knew what he meant. But it was, boys get themselves into trouble like that.
Did you take a little bit offence?
I did think, why didn't you tell me when I started to get a fat face? And then he goes, but they have been telling you at work for weeks now.
No.
What if I said that you've got a fat face?
Well, you know, when my neck swelled up. And I thought
it was
because
you were ill.
Well, that's what I thought. But then he implied that you guys have been trying to tell me, you know, Matt Lucas, the big fat face swelling
up. No, we hadn't.
We have not.
No.
He said, I didn't want to add to your problems.
That's why he's wrong.
Really?
Yeah, he is wrong there.
Even Trevor Nelson came down to me the other day and said, wow, your face has really gone down. I was like, why? But how big was it before?
Oh, no.
It must have been really fat, mustn't it?
Well, I can say, for one, that when you were ill, your face did get massive, but that was nothing to do with how fat or thin you were. And I can honestly say that, and I mean it.
I agree with him.
As for Trevor Nelson, I've got no idea what he's about.
We're not responsible for Trevor and his catty comments.
Mm. But anyway, I think it's a good thing, generally.
Boys just get themselves into trouble like that,
don't they?
They
really do, yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's the curdy?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Do please play along on 81199.
Oh, what's the curdy?
I think Becky's winning. Yeah, you are definitely winning this week. You're doing really well, Becky. Come on, chappers, play up.
You're meant to be encouraging me. Or are you being cruel to be kind?
Yep. I've got three situations. As always, you tell me what happened next. Here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the people who work at Radio 1?
Yeah.
How greedy are they?
How greedy are they?
Yeah. You know, like, food gets delivered to Radio 1 all the time.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a little free table upstairs, which sometimes, like, loads of stuff just gets put on.
That free table is rubbish. There's a basket that's been there for, I think it's just another word for bin. There's, like, some dog food and a basket that's been there weeks now.
It's usually the same people, though, isn't it? Yeah. I don't think you should...
Like who?
I don't think there's any need to go into that on air, because people...
I can name names.
People wouldn't know who these people were, but it's normally the same five or six people who descend on that table.
And if food gets delivered, they're like, yeah, I'll have some of that. Like Gannets, aren't they? Like who in particular?
There's one man in Newsbeat who's renowned for coming down straight away for the food.
Yeah. Now, I sent an email earlier to Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Alid, Rachel, Matt Fincham, Sarah Cox, Edith Bowman, Laura, who used to work on the show off of Laura's Diary, Hannah Morrison off The News, and David Garrido off The Sport, various people at Radio 1. And I said I had some donuts in the studio. Free donuts,
right.
First come, first served. To test out who would get down here first and nab the free donuts.
Okay.
Now, this is just after lunchtime, so they all should have been quite full. Who was first to the donuts out of those people?
Who's on the list again? No, I'm joking.
Oh.
I'm joking. He was going to do it as well. Well, can I say who I'd know it isn't?
Yeah.
Well, it's not David Greeder, because I don't think he's here at the moment.
Oh, he was going to be my first choice.
Oh, balls. Why have I done that?
Ooh, Wally.
Oh. It was so good.
Oh, no,
him.
But he came back in this lunchtime to pick something up.
No,
yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Oh, what a div.
Div.
So I'm not going to say David Greeder anymore.
But he normally is first there. He loves it. Any free food, he's there. Right, so, well, that's going to mess things up, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, really.
Mm.
All right, I will go Hannah Morrison.
Hannah Morrison. Off The News. Becky, what are you saying?
On the basis they do like to stuff their faces in Newsbeat.
Yeah.
Comedy Dave.
Comedy Dave.
At lunchtime?
Oh, yeah, he'd have gone home by now. Okay, change my answer to...
Oh, give her another... Oh, God!
I'll change my answer to Edith.
Oh, that's it.
Edith.
Because she wouldn't have had far to walk. She's not greedy, but she's just closest. But
also, Edith does bring in a lot of food as well.
She does, so it's only fair that she gets some back.
I agree. What are you doing?
I don't know. What is wrong with me?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's the great Radio 1 donut race. I had some donuts in the studio. I said, free, first come, first served. Who was first of the donuts? Right, so here are my five raspberry jam donuts. Let's send the email... now. This could be quite boring. While we wait. Oh, I hear some people going through now. Oh, no. Oh, it's Alex from Franz Ferdinand. He's not on the list. Alex, do you want a donut? Obviously not. Yes, I've got some gigs this weekend. I'll be at in Newcastle on Friday evening. And also Teesside. And then, of course, Saturday night, I'll be entertaining students in Derby. And, yeah. Oh, Edith sent me an email saying, are they Krispies? Edith loves a donut these days. See, I think Edith's turned into one of those donut snobs. Are they Krispies? No. Oh, well, I'm not interested. Come on. Now, Laura, off of Laura's diary, has been on saying, my personal trainer wouldn't like it if I partake in such activities. She's changed.
She
when she works on this show, she'd love a donut. It's working with Fern Cotton, I say. She's coming. Hi, Edith.
Hi, school.
How are you?
Yeah.
Come in.
Have a donut.
Yeah, you can have a donut. We were just doing a little test on air to see if I sent an email out, who would be the first? to say yes, please, and come in. And congratulations, you're the winner.
Does that mean I can have them all?
You
thanks,
can have them
see
all.
Ya,
okay,
bye.
Five. She took all five. There we are. So
I've just given that to Becky
you really
on the plate.
Have, on
I,
a
really?
Plate. So Becky gets the point. Edith was first to the donuts.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You know, we were talking about this the other day. Ryan Seacrest. Have you seen this on American Idol trying to high-five a blind man?
Yeah. Are all these games in tonight's I Was Caring going to leave enough space for you to say your gig date?
No.
Right, OK.
Anyway, so Ryan tries to high-five the man who's blind. Even if you could see somebody, right, would you high-five them?
What do you mean?
Well, if someone went up to you and went, high-five, would you do it back?
It depends who they were.
Right, OK. Well, I asked 10 people on the streets today. I went out and did this myself again. 10 people, asked them to high-five me. How many actually did it?
Oh.
Chappers. Out of 10.
4.
Becky.
6. I love a high-five. Sometimes I do 10s if I'm really excited.
Wow. So, Becky's saying 6, Chappers are saying 4. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me on the mean streets of the UK. High five. High five!
Yeah!
Thanks. Can I interest you in a high five?
No.
Do you don't want to high five me?
No.
Right, I put my hand in the air. You put... Come on, try it. I put my hand in the air. You put your hand in the air. We slap together, and then we go, high five! Let's do it.
No, thanks.
Do you ever high five?
Sometimes.
But you don't want to do it with me?
No.
Give me some skin, dude.
What?
Oh, no.
What? Skin? High five?
Yeah!
High five, brother.
High five.
Give me some skin, dude.
What are you talking about? Sorry.
Okay, bye. Excuse me. Can I interest you in a high five? Bye. Can I interest you in a high five today? Ah, yeah, that's good.
That was lovely.
Can I interest you in a high five?
Hi.
No, you're supposed to put your hand in the air. Bye. Can I trouble you for a high five?
I'm not sure.
Do you fancy it?
No, not really.
High five.
Yo, dude.
Yo.
High five.
High five.
Yeah. Yo, dude.
Okay, hello.
High five.
Where?
What did you offer her to high five?
I just put my hand
up. Are you sure?
High five, darling.
Wow, it was four. Well done, chappers.
Thanks very much.
You get the point, dude.
Oh, what's occurring?
I say, give me some skin, dude, ever again, no, will no. you? Really? Doesn't suit you, to be honest.
You know Sarah Cox?
Yeah.
She flipping loves food.
She does.
She loves it. She can't get enough of food, food, food. Here's her own opinion on food.
Some people see food as fuel. I see it as a hobby.
Yeah. So, on Sarah Cox's amazing show this week on Radio 1... How many different types of food did she go on about?
How many different types?
Uh-huh.
So far this week...
Yeah, let's get Becky today. Go first.
Oh, all right.
Becky?
Having worked there before, 50. She once made me cook salmon for her in a microwave in the studio, which I then dropped. She loves food.
She does. She's a food connoisseur.
Yeah. So you're saying 50 so far this week?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you saying, chappers?
I'll say 49.
Oh!
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Sarah Cox, just from the show this week, talking about food.
McDonald's Big Macs, a couple of milkshakes, a pub snack. My lunch, keen as mustard is, culinary disappointments. Lamb chops, mint sauce.
Vegetable food, vegetarian dish.
A mushroom feta affair. Me ready bread, too much honey. Twix,
vegetarian dish.
Porridge, too much honey. Mayo, porridge. Mayo, yogurt, porridge, maybe yogurt. Did you put yogurt on porridge? Making me hungry, all this. A lamb chop help and a mint sauce. A cheese playmans without the Branson. It's soya, meat, fake lamb, mint sauce. Taste of meat. It's like the cauliflower without the cheese. Nut cutlets, sweet corn. Relish. Falafel without tahini sauce or hummus. Falafels are very halloumi. Halloumi recently. Beef stock. Cherry. Stop talking about snacks. Missed out on brekkie as well. Stop talking about food. It's making me hungry. Sorry, I've made myself hungry as well now. Krusty burger. Wimpy. Dinner parties. Foie gras. Pita bread and sandwiches. Lollipop lady. It's a little lollipop man. Your lollipop. Cup of tea. Yeah. Cup of tea. Massive luncheon meat. Fairy cakes and muffins. Pub snack. And I've just spat my dinner out. Cup of tea and a couple of bickies. Some 80 snacks and some dips. Pie. A Victorian lunch grub. American pie. An egg butty. Chocolate and stuff. Eggs for breakfast. Eggs for poached eggs. Okay, lovely. I can't make eggs by myself. Make eggs. Civilised dinner party. Peppermint tea.
Ooh, coffee.
The coffee's today. Coffee from upstairs. Cup of tea and bickies. What do you have on your chips, Tinchy Strider? Food will become your new hobby. It's just food now, really.
I love her so much.
So do I. One of my favourite Oh, What's Occurring ever.
We love you, Sarah.
Oh.
So good. It's more than 50, so... A lot more than 50,
oh,
so
bless her.
Becky gets the point, and today, once again, wins Oh, rubbish. What's Occurring. Thanks to Sarah Cox for providing us with much entertainment.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
First of all, some breaking news. No, I was a bit cold, actually. Okay. Put my coat on, yeah.
Just hear them rustling.
It's a bit rustly. I'm quite surprised that Newsbeat did not cover this story tonight. Well, I know that they had a big thing with Jackie Smith.
Have you discovered a big...
A big story, yeah.
A big story, have you?
There's this girl from Cambridge, right? And she's called Lindsay.
Right.
She's 19... And she's had a little baby girl. So congratulations.
Okay, congratulations.
What do you think? Showbiz name or normal name? Lindsay, 19, Cambridge.
Showbiz.
Otherwise, we probably wouldn't mention it, would we, to be honest?
Yeah.
It is showbiz. She has named the baby after something in one of her favourite songs. And do you know what that favourite song is?
No.
It's Ouch by N-Dubs. Ouch. You know this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, if her favourite song is Ouch by N-Dubs, what do you think she's named the baby?
Ouch.
Not Ouch, no.
I'm trying to think of their names. Is one called Dappy?
Yeah, but it's not Dappy. Okay, here's a clue.
Shaniqua?
Shaniqua?
It's classy, I'll give her that.
Name Shaniqua and what?
You think it's Shaniqua?
Yeah.
No. It's the baby is now called My Name Shaniqua and What?
Oh,
no,
don't be so ridiculous.
Name Shaniqua and what?
True. This is true.
Are you sure you just haven't read it wrong?
Absolutely not.
Where have you got this from?
I just know.
This is really good investigative journalism.
Honestly, this is absolutely true. Because she loves Ouch and Dubs, she's now called her baby My Name Shaniqua and What? And this is what Lindsay, the mum, the mother of My Name Shaniqua and What, has to say about it.
The midwife thought I was being well rude when she asked me what I was going to call her, and my mum ain't happy about it neither.
That obviously wasn't Lindsay. That was the posh Radio 4 lady. We just got her to read the message out that Lindsay said.
Oh, right. I was thinking it was a bit of a coincidence they were the same person.
So congratulations to Lindsay, 19, from Cambridge, and her new baby girl, My Name Shaniqua and What. What a lovely story.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1
podcast. Now it's time for Dear Scott, where a posh lady who works on Radio 4 reads out your emails and texts. So if you've sent one in the last week, you could be on next. Here's the first one today.
Dear Scott, it is Mark off of Letchworth, Hertfordshire.
Hi, Mark.
I've been on your show a couple of times. Once when I saw you on Great Titchfield Street, and the other one was about Toadie's biscuit joke. I was just wondering if any of the Radio 1 DJs are doing the London Marathon this year. I am running it, and was wondering if anyone wants to be my running buddy. I'm aiming to do it in 4 hours, if the DJ wants to know. I remember Chappers did it last year, and thought maybe you might want to challenge his time this year. Thanks, Scott. Love you.
Well, when it's a marathon or a half marathon, I'm not really about challenging times. I'm just about getting round it alive.
Yeah.
I am going to do a half marathon again very soon, the Brighton one. But
yeah.
Are you doing the marathon this year?
No, I'm not doing this year.
Why?
Why? Because I did it last year and feel that it's a good time to let somebody else have a go, isn't it?
See, I don't think I'm up for a whole marathon.
Right.
I can only do a half
one. You stick with the half ones for the time being.
I think I should.
What was the other one you did?
Hmm?
What was the other half marathon you did? You said you were going to do a half marathon again.
The Brighton one.
You did the Brighton one last year.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Trying to do that
there
again this year.
There is photographic evidence.
I'd quite like to do the Great South Run as well. That's only 10 miles.
You were,
10K. Not 10 miles.
The Great South Run?
Yeah.
Isn't that a half marathon?
I think it's only 10.
Isn't it equivalent to the Great North Run, but in the South?
I think it's 10.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
But no to the London Marathon. Thanks very much anyway. Really interesting, that, wasn't it? Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers and the Posh Radio 4 lady, I've noticed that your podcast comes out 5 times a week, but Chris Moyles only makes 1 a week. Does this mean your show has 5 times more good bits? If this is true, does this mean the only reason you guys aren't doing the breakfast slot is because you are too lazy to get up? Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love you all. Pete, off of Peterborough.
To be honest, Pete, I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. I think you're simplifying it just a bit. And we're not too lazy to get up. It's just that, you know, Chris Moores and his team are on and they're doing it very well.
What about the bit about we're 5 times as good?
No, I just think we have... No. Ours is called the Scott Mills Daily. They have... They have their own podcast, which is full of good stuff, so no. Have I cleared that up? Chappers?
Yes.
Good. Next!
Dear Scott and Becky and Chappers and the one who doesn't speak and the very nice Radio 4 lady. My dream is to be on the podcast. Please can you read this or say something about me? Tongue sticking out, winking smiley. I put that smiley because I heard the Radio 4 lady say it and found it amusing. Callum, P.S. Love the show. I get every podcast and listen live whenever I can. I'm 13, yet I love it.
What?
I'm 13, but I love it.
A 13-year-old's not meant to like the show.
I don't know. I think they probably are. So, well, I'm glad that you're 13 and you love it. Thanks very much.
And he's got a mention and there
you
are.
There we are. Everyone's happy.
Job done.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky's in no position to say that bird's got a big butt. She looks like Ting Tong Muckadangdang.
Oh my God, I just spat everywhere. Oh, that's not... We shouldn't laugh at that. That's really rude.
This is when we were talking about Kelly Brook the other day, wasn't it?
No,
it was Georgie Thompson.
Oh, Georgie Thompson, right, yeah. the one off Sky Sports News. He's now going out with Deck off of Anton Deck. And Becky says about something about her in the big bottom. Let's play that again, please.
Dear Scott, Becky's in no position to say that bird's got a big butt. She looks like Ting Tong Macadangdang.
I never thought I'd hear the posh Radio 4 lady say Ting Tong Macadangdang. That's brilliant.
Do you have an ad? Do you want to respond to that, Becky?
I think I deserve everything I get after my very cruel Georgie comments. But will people just stop comparing me to the ones that look out of Little Britain? Because it is starting to get
to me.
Yeah,
come on.
Be
Let's
nice.
Move on to
Be
Catherine
nice.
Tate.
Next.
Dear Scott, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Did you know that Barack Obama's nickname is Barry?
I didn't know that, no. What a shame we didn't know of... Well, we did know of him, but what a shame he couldn't come to Barrioke last year.
Yeah, I think he had other things to do, to be honest.
And that since Obama means Little Beach, that makes him Barry Little Beach, like off of Barry Island.
Yeah, of course it does. Really does, doesn't it?
I think there's a strong case for Barack Obama to host the 2009 Barrioke at the White House. It would provide the opportunity for Barry's to spread world peace. And anyway, it would be rude not to, as he's probably got plenty of room for them to sleep over now he's moved into that big posh house and all that. Loving your work, and love to Chappers and Becky and the posh lady from Radio 4. Julia, off of Cannes.
Well, funny you should say that, Julia. We have already thought about this, haven't we? And we have had a jingle made for 2009 Barrioke.
Okay. Barrioke is just like karaoke, but it's sung by Barack Obama.
So, it might be a possibility.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we're talking about a guy who works here. He works at Radio 1 Online, doesn't he? And, he has been lucky enough to go out to Washington, D.C. to see the inauguration of Barack Obama. And he does say on his blog, admittedly, if you were watching TV, you probably saw more than me. But he's having a great time. He's getting kind of, you know, swept up in all the atmosphere. But we were saying yesterday, get away from your computer. Have a holiday from your PC.
Enjoy being there.
Yeah.
But you know, just leave the computer alone.
Right, OK, well, on his blog online today, not only has he thanked us for the mention we gave him yesterday, which means he must have been somehow listening.
Oh, my.
Right?
So maybe he listens to his work whilst blogging. He just needs to have a holiday.
Just step away from the computer. Because he obviously heard what we were saying yesterday, because he was online. And now he's been doing some kind of reports on his blog. Listen to this.
The atmosphere there was incredible, really. It was just swarming with people. It seemed to be a massive day for patriotism in Washington, and people had come from all over the country to launch the long weekend of celebrations at the Lincoln Memorial.
Thank you, Jeremy Paxman.
You two, Beyonce, Stevie Wonder, film stars as well, Tom Hanks, Jack Black, Denzel Washington, all speeches to invoke the feeling of patriotism that seems to be filling the country at the moment.
Now, has this not been on the news? Have I missed this?
Basically, there will be a lot of hysteria, a lot of Obama-rama, as I'm calling it, and it's just going to be an incredible atmosphere.
No, see, I never heard them call it Obama-rama on the news.
Obama-rama? Is
that's
he
what
taking
he's
credit
it.
For that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Well, at very early start, we have to get down to the National Mall by 7 a.m. We'll be queuing for a couple of hours and then standing in the cold. It is about -2 degrees here for about 5 hours before the swearing-in ceremony actually begins.
Wow.
But my favourite bit is, although this is only going on his blog, he does his own little newsreader, like a little journalist sign-off.
This is Sam in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my God, he thinks he's on CNN.
Just have a holiday,
just,
Sam.
Please, seriously. Just relax. Don't go on your computer for a couple of days.
This is Sam in Washington, D.C.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.